and happy day. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, May 11th, 2020. Today's podcast is episode 19 in series 2020 and is titled, How to Grieve Healthfully. Grief is a part of the human experience, not a pleasant part, but an inevitable one. Yet grief brings with it some dangers of which we need to be aware. There are many types of grief. Probably the worst kind of grief is the loss of a loved one, whether sudden or expected. Either way, we are never prepared for the death of someone close to us. But there is also the grief that comes from the loss of a friendship, the loss of a love relationship, the loss of a job, the loss of a dream, the loss of a bodily function, the loss of finances. I could go on and on and on. No matter the cause of the grief, the process of grieving is similar. Let's take a look at this process, keeping in mind that there is a right way and a wrong way to grieve. We discover the right way to grieve in God's holy word. Here are three important keys to grieving healthfully. Number one, grieve. This may sound obvious, but some people resist grieving in an attempt to be stoic. But the Bible not only permits grieving, it encourages it. When referring to the death of believers, the Apostle Paul wrote this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. Paul didn't simply write, so you will not grieve. No, he wrote, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. In other words, Paul encouraged grieving, but the right kind of grieving, the grieving that was filled with hope. What hope? The hope of being reunited one day with one's loved one in heaven. This is the wonderful hope experienced by those who are born again. Number two, God wants us to express our grief to Him. The psalmist David is our example in this. David frequently expressed his grief to God, but almost always his expression of grief turned into an expression of praise. Expressing our grief to God lightens its burden as God replaces our grief with His comfort. Number three, God wants us to express our grief to others. God has placed us in relationship to others so that we can bless one another. Part of blessing another is to share our pain during times of loss. Allow others to comfort you when you are grieving. Sharing the load will lighten it. Grief becomes dangerous when it becomes pathological. Pathological grief is inordinate grief that remains stuck and cannot resolve itself. This most often occurs when the person has not gone through the stages of grief in a healthful manner. Although I won't get into them here, these stages of grief include denial, anger, bargaining with God, depression, and acceptance. If you are experiencing grief, know that God cares. As you give your grief to Him, He will take it and in due time restore to you the joy of living. Jesus died to take away our grief. If you do not yet know Him as your Savior, pray this simple prayer with me now to receive Him. Lord Jesus, You, above all others, are acquainted with grief. I come to You now, giving You my grief and asking You to come into my life to save me, heal me, and restore me. I receive You now as my Savior and Lord. In Your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this simple prayer, please write to me at drmaryann@maryanndiorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help you get started in your relationship with Jesus Christ. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day, starting in the Gospel of John, which is in the second half of the Bible. The Bible is God's love letter to you, His manual for your life. In it, He reveals who He is and He instructs you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of His choice for you, where you can learn about Him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. For those of you who may not know, I write fiction about many of the issues I deal with in this blog and podcast. My latest novel, In Black and White, recently won first place in the historical fiction category of the 2020 Christian Indie Book Awards contest. It is a compelling love story between a white woman and a black man as they face great grief in overcoming the many obstacles that threaten to destroy their love. You can purchase your copy in print or ebook format on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, iBooks, and other popular venues. For additional resources on living the abundant life in Christ, visit my website at MaryAnnDiorio.com. If you have been blessed by these messages, I also invite you to become a Winning with the Word patron on Patreon. As a patron, you will enjoy special benefits only for my patrons. Just go to Patreon.com and search for Winning with the Word to join. I would like to thank all of you who are making this podcast possible. It is now reaching 19 countries throughout the world with the message of the gospel. I could not do this without you, my faithful patrons. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, novelist and life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.